listener production.
Hi, it's Lauren Wilson with your local news briefing. The LNP has put forward a range of solutions to fix Queensland's housing crisis. They include infrastructure partnership with council to open up land supply and KPIs so that social housing is delivered on time and on budget. David Crisafulli's comments come after a new Queensland Council of Social Service report reveals about 300,000 of us are experiencing housing insecurity.
Queenslanders never thought they'd see twice the population of a city the size of Cairns struggling to keep a roof over their heads. Working people, our most vulnerable, on waiting lists for social housing.
The new owners of Allenstown Square says they'll listen to community and make improvements to the shopping centre. The facility was purchased by Exceed Capital at the end of last month, which recently surveyed Rockies locals to find out what they wanted from the centre. Managing Director Vaughan Haynes says menswear and fruit and veg stores are on the wish list. He also says a consultant is looking into the parking situation.
This will look at possible ways to ease some of the pressures from the roundabout as you enter into the centre, but mainly also seeking a longer term solution as part of the future expansion in the centre as well.
And a Queensland nutrition expert is concerned about the health of central Queensland kids, with around 15% of children arriving at school without lunch. It says one in five Australian households have been food insecure in the last year due to the rising cost of living. Griffith University's Dr. Lisa Vince says this is a complex issue which requires a multi-faced solution. Taking a look at local sport, in soccer, the Football Queensland Premier League Central Coast Men's saw Clinton FC start the season strong with a 3-0 win over Central. Clinton coach Michael Stevens says he was happy overall with the performance to score a few goals and keep a clean sheet. Want more local news? Give free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for Central Queensland Local News, and add to your favourites now.